Good afternoon. Welcome back to the second half of We the People Radio on May 30th, 2021. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff. And our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. Pape is located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, just off I-5 between Oasis and Pine Grove. And you can get all your John Deere products there, parts, sales, service, they do it all. They also have Honda and Honda generators. Get lined up for that because I got a feeling it's going to be a bad one this year. You're not going to want to be without power.
It was 104 yesterday and we're not even done with May.
No.
Boo.
Yeah. And also they have a full line of steel power products there, so you can go by and pick those up as well. Or you can give them a call at 226-9226. And ask them anything. They got some smart guys working up there.
And on the web, they are papemachinery.com.
There you go.
Way to convert.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Aaron.
No problem, Bill. The unsolicited ad of the day goes to
Ta-da.
Sleep Number.
Oh,
my
boy.
Favorite people. I was without my Sleep Number bed all week and my Sleep Number pillow. I was without that as well. I had to sleep on regular beds. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
You get spoiled.
I mean, they were nice regular beds, but, you know, I got to say, Sleep Number bed beats it all. You should go look. They're having a big sale this weekend. I don't know how it works because I already have a Sleep Number bed. Go in
That's
there.
It's a good thing they're not paying for this ad, right?
You go in there. You just tell them, Aaron Ryan was yammering on about Sleep Number again. I want to see that special test you give people so we can get our number. And then see, then you're like a fish on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't get out. That didn't make it sound good, did it? It made it sound like a hostage situation. Go sign up for your hostage situation at the Sleep Number store today. You'll love it. You can find our archives. Actually, our archives go back like, like 11 years or something. And we have all of the shows on there commercial free. They don't cost you anything to listen. You can download them. They're MP4 files and MP3 files, I guess. Sorry. I bumped them up one. You can download those if you want, and they're all at wethepeopleradio.us. They are under the archives tab, which makes perfect sense. And I also wanted to let you know the pot tab is going to have a lot more pictures on it here pretty soon. I was out there in Siskiyou County last Wednesday where they were bulldozing over a bunch of the gigantic illegal greenhouses on some property that they've negotiated away from a guy that they arrested a year ago. So lots going on up there, and they've also starved him for water for it would have been 3 weeks and a day last week, and I'll post a picture of that. It was so sad. Yeah. Their very bright green plants are now brown and curly and crispy looking.
Yeah, ready for the pipe.
That is not that. Yeah, they're pre-smoked. Everything's pre-smoked. Yeah, it's not looking good out there. So hopefully the scourge of massive, I mean, I don't know, there's like 3,500 greenhouses. So let's face it, it's going to take a while. But maybe the people up there will get a little break.
Yeah.
That was nice. There weren't quite so many, you know, zillions of cars speeding everywhere, water trucks all over the place. It was a little bit more back to the rural setting that those people actually bought their homes in and would like to live in again. So we're talking about the virus today with our friend Peter Friedman, and next week, actually, we're moving on to climate change. He did research on both of them. Like, well, good. We like both those topics. I mean, we actually dislike both those topics in a let's-tell-everyone sort of way. So we'll be moving on to climate change next week. So I think that will be
perfect timing because our climate is changing.
Really, it should be up to
110, 112 by then,
crazy.
Maybe 115.
And if you have any questions for us or want to send us information, our stuff's all on the website there. Phone number, email, we're pretty easy to find. All right. Mr. Friedman, back to you.
I'm back. Okay, so I just pulled up off of Moderna's website their little poop sheet with their disclaimers on there. And it says, the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine has not been approved or licensed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, but has been authorized for emergency use by the FDA under an emergency use authorization to prevent, this is interesting, to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19, they use the word prevent, for use in individuals 18 years of age and older. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. Well, okay, that's correct. They're saying there is no FDA approval, and ours is experimental. The EUA, or the Emergency Use Authorization, for the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is in effect for the duration of the COVID-19 EUA declaration, justifying emergency use of the product unless the declaration is terminated or the authorization is revoked sooner. The next paragraph says, important safety information, contraindications, do not administer the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to individuals with a known history of severe allergic reaction, such as anaphylaxis.
That would be me.
To any component of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Well, what's in it?
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you what's in it.
Yeah, so how do you going to know if you're going to have an allergic reaction?
Because you go on your website and you go down the list of PDFs that I sent to you where you get to the excipients, and there is a table there for every vaccine around and what is in it. So, for example, in the COVID-19 vaccine, in both Moderna and Pfizer, you have fat or a lipid, all right, which is where they put their instructions. That's where the software resides. You have salt and sugar, which are used as a preservative to make sure that the fat doesn't break down too quickly. You have cholesterol, you have formaldehyde, and you have polyethylene glycol. Mm. That's what's in there. And there is the excipient list. It comes straight from the CDC, and here's what's in it. So if you want to see what's in the DPT vaccine for little kids, you want to see what's in the polio vaccine, all these vaccines. Everything is right there. The usual dosage, okay, the ages, everything. It's the complete excipient table of all of the ingredients in these vaccines. Well, anaphylaxis. Gee whiz, let's see. Who is vulnerable to anaphylactic shock? Somebody with a
peanut allergy,
maybe?
Yep.
Okay, peanut allergy, somebody who is a diabetic. Okay, they go into diabetic shock, all right? I mean, things like that. This is why these populations were excluded from the initial clinical trials, which started, by the way, last July, and in fact ended last October when the FDA decided they were going to issue the emergency authorization.
So let me stop you right there. If you walk into your local CVS drugstore and say, hey, I want to get a COVID shot, and they march you over to their little waiting area, and then they set you down in the chair. Does anybody ask you any of these questions before they jab you, or do they just say, roll up your sleeve?
They just say, roll up your sleeve.
Yeah, because the lady down the street, the lady down the street, she said she got the shot, and I said, well, I hope you don't have anaphylaxis, and she said, oh, well, I do, and I said, you might not want to get that second shot. And she goes, well, I'm allergic to shrimp. There's probably no shrimp in it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you can't deal with
but
somebody
they didn't
like
ask,
that.
They didn't ask her. You know, they never even met. That was a newsflash to her that people with anaphylaxis probably shouldn't get it.
And so aren't these highly trained individuals that are given these shots, aren't they trained in any way before they get the shot to ask these questions? Or are they just shown how to stick the needle in the arm and say next?
They're merely shown. All they're shown is how to properly inject the vaccine.
Gosh.
That's it.
Wow.
They are not trained. I know this because I have talked to them. What kind of training did you get? Do you ask these questions? No. We just staple the card to the sheet, the disclaimer sheet, and we give it to them. I said, do you give them the disclaimer sheet before or after you stab them? Well, no, it's stapled to the card, so we give it to them when we fill out the card. So, in other words, when you're giving them the shot, you have no idea what any kind of comorbidities they might have. No. Why? Well, because if we don't give them the shot, then we won't get paid by the government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised more people aren't falling over. And, you know, maybe there are a lot of people falling over for the shot, and they're just not reporting it. I don't know.
Well, they had it called? VERS or?
VERS. V-E-R-S. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
But that's only adverse effects within, 24 hours, I think, is only what gets reported there. And it's
if they know about it.
Right. And it's a tiny fraction of the events. And you look at how many there have been, I guess, is my point. It's not a small number that they've had.
About 5,800 of them. Yeah, if you go on the website, I can give you the website if you want to look at it. It's https://, V is in Victor, V-A-E-R-S, .HHS, Health and Human Services, .gov/reportevent.html. And there's about 6,800 cases of adverse reaction on there, but then there's also the ones, you know, that weren't reported.
I'll link that on the site for people who didn't have a pen in their hand. Because I think that's really important. It's that for me is right up there with the seasonal flu numbers. You know, if we just don't count them, then it didn't actually happen.
And it says right here under the safety information, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, have been reported following administration of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. And it goes with Pfizer, too. It's the same software. During mass vaccination outside of clinical trials. You see how they parse this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, additional adverse reactions, some of which may be serious, may become apparent with more widespread use of the vaccine. Reporting adverse effects. The vaccination provider, okay, not the person getting it, but the vaccination provider is responsible for mandatory reporting of the following to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Vaccine administration errors, whether or not associated with an adverse event, serious adverse events, irrespective of attribution to the vaccination, cases of multi-system inflammatory syndrome in adults. You were talking about inflammation. If you wind up with inflammation as a result of the vaccine, they're supposed to report that. And then cases of COVID-19 that result in hospitalization or death. Now, let me take this one step further. People go out there and they're getting the PCR test, okay?
That's for the antibodies, correct?
No, that's to detect COVID.
Oh, okay, all right.
PCR is up your nose, okay? In China, it's the other end. The PCR test, the polymerase test, was never designed. That test was never designed to detect pathogens, and it's almost 100% inaccurate if the machine testing it is set at 35 cycles. The CDC says that they are supposed to set their lab equipment between 37 and 45 cycles. And the CDC says that any test, this is unbelievable. The CDC acknowledges and states that tests that are made over 28 cycles, higher than 28 cycles, are not allowed for a positive, reliable result. Well, that means that this obviously is going to invalidate some 90% of the alleged COVID cases that test positive. So the whole game appears to be rigged. Mm. It's crazy. So you've got pilots, for example, who prior to coming to work to go fly, within 48 hours, they have to go get a PCR test and test negative before they are allowed to come to work.
Yeah.
The FAA also, pardon?
Yeah, that's the, well, it's kind of the current phase we're in, but that's really the next phase is the entire arm twisting and how that's going to work. How about this? Let's do our break and we'll come back. And maybe we can get into a little of that with what you've been reading, because I think that's the people, you know, it's funny. People are worried about it from both sides. If you got the shot and you think it works, you're terrified the other people didn't. And if you don't have any intention of getting it, you're terrified you're not going to have a job. So, I mean, I don't think it really works for anybody, but let's chat about that when we get back. And I found the theme song for the shot, actually. They're going to give you like a little musical, 45 seconds instead of the paperwork now, because you know what? You don't need any more stinking paperwork. You just need a little song. So here you go. Go get your shot and hum a few bars with the person giving it to you.
Yeah.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy.
Thought I'd make everyone mad all at once.
Yeah, let's just
do it.
Just pull the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off.
Yep,
that's exactly what I was
thinking.
That's
what I'm saying.
I live in a rip the Band-Aid off kind of house.
Okay. You're up.
No, you were going to ask him something right before.
Oh, I was going to, yeah, I was going to ask you, so this is an emergency
use
product. Now that the states are going back to normal and everybody's taking off their masks and the social distancing isn't really going to be required, doesn't that kind of mean the pandemic is over? And if it is, don't they have to stop giving that vaccine?
Well, it's not a question of stopping the vaccine. I mean, the vaccine is not mandatory under the Geneva Convention, under Article 32. And it's also, legal under the Nuremberg Code,
right,
which has been in effect ever since 1947.
But they can only give it if there's an emergency. Isn't that right?
Under emergency, yes, you are absolutely correct, under emergency use. Let me just give you a couple of other little paragraphs here of safety information on the Moderna site. I mean, you can read this stuff for yourself, but it talks about pregnancy and lactation, because throwing my shoe at the TV again when they said, oh, no, it's safe for pregnant women now.
Right.
And it says right here, available data on the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine administered to pregnant women are insufficient to inform vaccine-associated risks in pregnancy. Data are not available to assess the effects of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine on the breastfed infant or on milk production.
Hmm.
And then we go, I mean, so it's all doublespeak. Here they're right there and they're telling you this, and then people sitting there, pregnant women, are watching TV going, oh my, well, it's safe. I think I'll go to, you know, get vaccinated. Then it talks about dosing and schedule. The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is administered intramuscularly, say that five times, as a series of two doses, 0.5 milliliters each, 1 month apart. There are no data available on the interchangeability of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine with other COVID-19 vaccines to complete the vaccination series. Now, I know people who have gone out and they started with a Pfizer or they started with a Moderna, and then 3 weeks later, they went someplace else and they got somebody else's vaccine. They interchanged it. Whoops. It says, individuals who have received one dose of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine should receive a second dose of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to complete the series. Don't interchange them.
I'm sure they have no clue at this point what's going to happen if they do.
They have, thank you, they have no clue. Now, what's interesting is in order to check this out, I went on Google and I Googled COVID vaccine cards. And then I clicked on images. And look at all the vaccine card images that are there that people, for one reason or another, have uploaded their vaccine card, being very proud of it, and you find two different vaccines listed on the same card.
Ooh.
Comes with a free space suit because they're going to all glow in the dark.
You know, oops. I mean, and then we get back to this PCR test. Okay, so I'm a pilot. I know a whole lot of other pilots, been in this business for over 50 years, and there is a whole thing going on in the pilot community here about this PCR test, to the extent that there are now, believe it or not, over 1,000 lawyers and over 10,000 doctors, and I just got this information yesterday, who are now petitioning the International Criminal Court to open up another Nuremberg trial commission to go after all of these people in the world, in all of these countries who have now bought into this nonsense with the vaccines and everything, filing a criminal fraud suit against them for crimes against humanity, for and the CDC is going to be in there because of this polymerase test, the swab test, with the CDC, you know, saying, well, yeah, okay, set your equipment to 37 to 45 cycles, when the CDC has now admitted that any cycles over 28 are not allowed for a positive, reliable result. That skews
all of the
PCR tests.
Yeah. Well, that would explain how, you know, an attorney that I know who flew to Spain to do a case wound up basically well, he was confined in a small cell-like room on a Navy base in Spain because he tested positive. Well, he had already had the virus, had a really severe case, actually. He had the virus and, against, I don't know, everyone else's better judgment, also had the vaccine and still tested positive and still wound up incarcerated for 12 days.
Yeah, these are all breakout things. If you want to look up this lawsuit, the lead attorney's name is, hang on, give me a second here. The lead attorney's name is Dr., believe it or not, Reiner, R-E-I-N-E-R, Schulnick, F as in Frank, U-E-L-L, M as in Michael, I-C-H. He is, by the way, the lead lawyer who busted Volkswagen for the deception on the catalytic converters on all of the Volkswagen shipped to the U.S.
Oh, I bet they're worried.
And he is also, pardon?
I bet they're worried. They're like, oh, that Reiner guy.
Well, and the lead, yeah. And the lead lawyer who busted Deutsche Bank for money laundering, bribery and fraud between 2009 and 2016. Deutsche Bank had a fine of $130 million to resolve these corrupt practices, and a lot of the top people in Deutsche Bank had to resign. There's lots of other things involved with Deutsche Bank. You know, Pfizer was held criminally liable, as I recall, too, for the largest fine against a pharmaceutical company that was ever levied about, eight years ago. They were put, it's in my my PowerPoint, and they had to be monitored for 5 years after they copped to it and paid the fine to make sure that they weren't doing something they shouldn't be doing. You know, it's just this whole thing, it defies the imagination. And in the words of Dr. Peter McCullough to Tucker Carlson, you know, Tucker, you know, there's got to be something else going on here. I am not going to proffer an opinion. I am merely giving you the information so that you can connect dots that I've connected. This thing with the PCR test remind me many years ago, about 35 years ago now, when I was part of the investigation of the DC-10 when it lost the cargo door and the whole bottom fell out of the airplane. There was an American Airlines DC-10 over, I think it was Ontario, Canada at the time, and they didn't, it was a ferry flight, so there was no weight on the floors. And what finally did it was a Turkish airline over France, as I recall, it was hauling pilgrims going to Saudi Arabia, to Mecca. And with all that weight on the floor and the cargo door blew out and the thing decompressed and the whole bottom of the airplane fell out, terrible accident, terrible crash. And the FAA turned around and issued an airworthiness directive on the cargo door. And the directive, which was really interesting, was against a rapid decompression of a, and I'm trying to remember back that far. I haven't taken my Prevagen this morning, but I think it was 14 square feet, yet the cargo door itself was like 22 square feet, that the pressure hull had to withstand a 14, and we're all in the business saying, wait a minute, the cargo door is larger in dimensions than what the FAA says that the pressure hull, you know, had to withstand a lower hole in the pressure hull, okay? And, you know, you're perfuming the pig. And there's a whole lot more to that story. You could look that up, or we could do that from, you know, on another program here, talking about the acceptable death rate in aircraft engineering. But, you know, all of this stuff crosses over. This is just, this is another...
Yeah, it's the same situation. It's the same system, just a different branch.
Exactly. You got it. Thank you very much. I was trying to articulate that, you know, simply and
yeah, it's almost like the military. It doesn't matter if it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Those are just branches, but the military is the military. And this mindset is the mindset, and you just see it played out with different actors.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it happens in science now, in engineering, in medicine. It's the same thing. And it's just they've all been, it appears, corrupted. And I don't know whether there's a common purpose or a common reason, but you just can't get a straight story out of anybody unless you keep digging. And if you dig far enough, people are going to try to stop you because that's not the narrative that they want to put out politically, financially, whatever it happens to be. You know, and you go in Moderna here, it's very interesting because you go on the website and you go up to and I'll get into that in a minute with this eco-alliance nonsense. You get it in here where about us, and it talks about strategic collaborators, and one of the main collaborators in Moderna happens to be the Bill Gates Foundation.
Oh.
No surprise there.
And that,
he's ubiquitous. We should just change his name to Mr. Ubiquitous.
Okay. I mean, just some of this stuff, you can't get away with it. And now, when you find out that Fauci now has admitted, and I sent that to you this morning, Fauci has now admitted that, in fact, yeah, it looks like the NIH and the NIAID that he runs with infection diseases may have contributed to gain of function at the Wuhan lab back in 2015. I sent you the actual grant this morning. And then he said, well, you know, but we gave the grant to this Dr. Peter Daszak, and he is the president and chairman of Eco Health Alliance, okay, in New York. And it was Eco, you got to go on their website. Just take some Pepto-Bismol before you do. And then you take a look at the strategic partners for Eco Health Alliance, and you find that Johnson & Johnson is right there. You can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't know where it all ends. I just can't end in any good place. I
no,
know that.
I think 5-10 years down the road, we're going to see where, you know, the results of all these shots.
I think we're going to be in a very dark place.
It'll be like, oh, whoops, that wasn't a good idea. Yeah, you look at all the stuff that has happened over time. You know, thalidomide and Agent Orange,
God.
And
yeah.
I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend. You know, we would be remiss not to mention Agent Orange. You look at how many service members we've lost due to that. And did people know about that? I'm not a scholar there, so I don't know about that. But I know the guys didn't know. They ran out.
No, I was there. We didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't know. They all got sprayed by it. So you look at what's going on now, and everybody, you know, you're a monster if you don't go get the shot, because then you hate other people. You're a monster if you don't wear a mask, because then you hate other people. And so it's like, don't look at any science. Don't weigh anything for yourself. Don't look at any of that. Just don't be a monster. Like, well, wait a minute. When did we start making decisions like that? That seems a little screwed up. We have to take a quick break. So I thought, you know, in honor of Bill Gates and Fauci and the other people that we can't seem to get off the front page, I found a song for them too.
You did?
I did. I found a song for them too. And we'll be back with our guest, Peter Friedman. You are listening to We the People. And
.us.
You can find us. You can find Bill after I pummel him. I'm going to need about 2 minutes. You can find us at We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm getting bug driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got minds to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
There you have it. You do see a lot of the same players, though. I'm sure as you're doing your research, you're like, was there anybody who was a surprise in the mix?
Pardon?
Was there anybody who was a surprise in the mix? I mean, a lot of these people pop up on all of these kinds of issues, depopulation. We haven't even gotten into that part of it, but Bill Gates is a major proponent of depopulation. not sure I necessarily want him making some kind of a shot we're going to give to everybody. That doesn't seem overly smart. But was there anybody who you found in the cast of characters that you didn't expect?
Actually, if you go to Moderna website, and one of these strategic partners that they mention is DARPA. DARPA, to me, is sort of a problem. I don't know if you know what DARPA is. DARPA is the research arm of the military, of DOD. And I can read this right off of here for you. In October 2013, DARPA awarded Moderna up to $25 million to research and develop potential. This is in 2013 now. mRNA medicines as part of DARPA's autonomous diagnostics to enable prevention and therapeutics program, which they call ADEPT, which is focused on assisting with the development of technologies to rapidly identify and respond to threats posed by natural and engineered diseases and toxins. In other words, bioweapons.
Well, that might apply.
It could. I just...
What do you find?
I don't know who's watching the store.
Yeah, right. That's a good way to put it.
When you put people like Mayorkas in charge of the border, who says the border's closed, and you put Buttigieg in there as the, you know,
transportation.
The director of transportation.
He rode a bus once. Come on.
Oh God! I mean, just. You know, I've been dealing with the FAA and DOT and the DOTIG now for many, many years. And it's just a little unnerving to see people, well, especially like Xavier Becerra. You know, what does he have to do with HHS?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, these are not qualified individuals. There was just something on TV, talking about the woman now who is in charge of the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ. They're not looking for meritocracy. They're looking for diversity. And that's fine. But I know, you know, we can find people like Dr. Ben Carson that they're out there.
Right.
But that's not where we're going. And I don't see this ending well. I really don't. Because these people come out with prognostications. A lot of them are kids from the 60s who decided to, you know, go to Canada instead of get drafted. You know, a lot of the problems that I think that we have in education today is because, you know, you've got people like Bernadette Dorn as a college professor, Angela Davis as a college professor. We've elevated these people who were bombing police stations, the Weather Underground. We have elevated them in our educational system to a position of credibility. And these are the people who are administering to this current generation. I see this with my children. I see it with my grandchildren. Fortunately, they live in a, you know, an environment whereby, you know, the rest of the family explains how the world really works to them. It's incredible. I had one of my kids who called me as a junior in college one morning And I went out in the hallway, and he said, "Do you care what grade I get in this class?" And I said, "No, I don't care, as long as you pass the class." I said, "Why are you asking me?" He says, "Because this guy in there is just teaching lies to everybody, and I want to confront him on it." And I went, "Good for you. I've raised a decent, you know, human being."
Yeah.
And
hence his concern for a grade, because you know where that's going to go.
A confrontation doesn't usually move you up the ladder.
That's their first line of attack.
And I'm dealing with this with one of my grandkids right now, and I don't know how you fight this. You either go along with the program, you go along with the narrative, or you're going to wind up getting a D or a C in the class, even though you do A work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just don't see this ending well.
Well,
we're going to wind up in a very dark, dark area.
Well, it's very much the China model. You know, you crush dissent, you propagandize, and then you propagandize some more, and you make it, you know, the sad part to me, I had this conversation over this past week, had a lot of our staff together all in the same place, and, you know, somebody had said, "Well, you know, if they make us get vaccine cards, you know, I'm going to get a fake one." And it's like, okay, well, on the one hand, I'm thinking, good, like, from my perspective, probably better than getting the shot. But I'm thinking that just really doesn't do it for me. I mean, I can't get the shot. Screw them. I'm not getting a fake vaccine card to make them happy. They can't send me to Molokai to live with the lepers because I can't get their damn vaccine. I mean, that's just not okay. And so I can't, but there are other people who don't want to. And last time I checked, were all okay reasons to not be on the same bus with everybody else.
That's so right.
So the one-size-fits-all model that's coming in, I just would really encourage people, the only way we're going to keep our options open, as they say, is to defend our options, not just fake join in. You know, I think fake join in is the same as joining in. I don't see that it's a difference without a distinction.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I mean, you can go on eBay and you can buy blank cards now. I mean, just, there's a black market, and the problem is, you know, they're going to wind up using this national database. You know, it's like the gun control people.
Yeah, it's really, really similar.
We've got to have a national registry of every single firearm, you know, that's in the United States. Well, you know where that leads. And then you talk about the same crossover here to this vaccine thing with COVID. And national database. Okay, well, you've got to be in the database. And they say, well, if you're not in the database, you lose your card, you're going to have to do the vaccine all over again. Then they come out and they say, well, you're going to have to do the vaccine every year anyway because it's going to come back seasonally. And then you people with any common sense are just sitting there scratching their head going, okay. And a lot of them just say, okay, I give up. Stick me.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with it.
And that's a lot of people have done thus far. They see no way out. And the thing is, there honestly is no way out if we all capitulate.
Yeah. And exactly. You know what? Another thing that is really kind of starting to bug me is all these incentives they're offering to get the shot. It's not like
you get hamburgers now or ice cream or something.
Yeah, you get entered in a lottery. I mean, they have all these new programs now. Oh, please get the shot. Why is it so important to them?
Well, look what DeWine did in Ohio. DeWine's a Republican, for God's sake. Ohio is a Republican state, basically, and they had a lottery where you could win $1 million, and some girl just this week won $1 million.
For getting the shot?
Yes. It's crazy.
What do you say?
You know?
It's like, okay, I'm stunned.
And Krispy Kreme is willing to give you a donut.
It'll come down to that. Oh, that's good enough.
Give him a donut.
It's crazy. It's lemmings. It's herd mentality. It's groupthink. And nobody wants to take the time to look at the numbers.
Yeah.
They don't want to look at the numbers.
Well, that's always been, you know, the case with so many things. People just follow the crowd and, you know, do what everybody else is doing. But in this case, I mean, they're messing around with something that is got some big ramifications if they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And with the numbers of people that are involved, this could turn into a huge problem down the road.
Well, that's why people should be making their own choices.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, they should be making their own choices.
I always thought it was my body, my choice. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, that's out now.
Yeah, that doesn't count anymore.
Yeah, that's out. You don't have any choices. Oh, that's what makes it so, you know, it's funny. I used to teach English as a second language, and the hardest part was the idioms, you know, because things we would say, you're killing me, and they're like, no, I'm not.
they
didn't, you know, it's like, no, that means that's funny. And then there's some, you know, funny things that are serious and all that. It's almost like we're living in a screwed up English as a second language idioms fest, you know.
It's an alternate universe.
Yeah,
it's
science is real, science is fake.
Yeah.
Well,
if anybody got anything out of, you know, this COVID thing that we've done, you're really going to have some fun and some interesting information next week on climate change. It's called season.
Yeah.
Yeah. we're in climate change right now. It's getting really, really hot. I think we're going to call it summer.
Yeah, oh, it's called summer, I think. Yeah, there you go.
We might have to institute another break each hour just so we can play more songs.
You're a denier. You're a denier.
So many songs, so little time.
But
for all the people
look out for biological software.
Well, for all the people who are frustrated about this stuff, I don't know. I think the one thing we can do is shed a light on it. And I will tell you, I met some really interesting people this past week. We've got some fun shows coming up. And so climate change is but one of them. And we will chat with our guest, Peter Friedman, about that next week. And I also have, Doctor, what's his name? His name eludes me. He's basically the world's foremost expert on the sun. And he loves to talk about,
we need him.
Willie Soon, Dr. Willie Soon. And,
we need him.
Yeah, he is a great guy. So if I can, I'll bring him on the week after you, and we'll bring all our runners home. You can load the bases next week. That'll be your job.
Excellent. And this Dr. Simpson can keep me honest with what I'm going to say next week.
Absolutely.
There you are.
It's all about the sun.
It is all about the sun, and there's just again so much. So much propaganda. We need to be smarter, you know, to see what propaganda is. And honestly, if it has fear involved, that's just fear porn. You know, load fear porn into your lexicon. And if it sounds like fear porn, it probably is fear porn. And if you find yourself tuning into it over and over, the analogy holds there, huh?
Yep. You're hooked.
We have a fun song to go out with and, because, you know, this is kind of what we're talking about. And we will be back with you next week. So thank you, Mr. Friedman. We made you Dr. Friedman here at the end. Thank you, Dr. Friedman. And Dr. Bill and Dr. Aaron. So we're all leaving now. And you can find us at WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Bust out the windows, put his family on food stamps now. He's a big spender, no food on the table. And the bills ain't paid because he's spending on cigarettes and pee. They'll turn us all into beggars 'cause they're easier to please. They're